have a friend who would have loved to be here tonight. If humanly possible, I know that she also would have loved to help Richard and Liza and Patrick and everyone set up these extraordinary flowers and greens. She would have relished these lilies, these snapdragons. She would have gawked over the rare roses here from Colombia, the brilliant daisies from South Africa. I can just hear her cooing over the poinsettias, the cedars, the white pines. I am quite sure she was here in spirit. She was a gardener at heart. She didn't like to be front and center. She was at home in a garden. She nurtured plants, and they nurtured her back. When she was ill, she told me once that caring for a big blue hydrangea in her backyard was her therapy. I remember when she first took that hydrangea home. It was bare of blooms. It was wilted from neglect. Yet, she planted it in a sunny spot in her yard and nurtured it back to health. It was not just that blue hydrangea. It was any plant, really. In near earth, she saw possibility. Her son is the same age as mine, and before he was born, she would have told you that she was never one of those girls who always knew they wanted to be a mother. She had always felt more ambivalent about it. But when Sam was born, he became the center of her world, the heart of her heart, the flesh of her flesh. When people asked how her attitude had changed, she'd exclaim, "Well, I didn't know God was going to give me Sam." Sam, almost 7, of course, is bursting with possibility. But Yvette's beauty was that she could see that in anyone. To receive her smile was to receive an invitation. Be here. Be you. Be exactly you. At least that's how I felt. She cared about what is real. Whether you might be having a day when you felt like dirt, when you felt like you didn't have it all together, it didn't matter. She saw you. And at least in my experience, you felt beautiful right there in the midst of it. As if Yvette the gardener could already see the beauty and the possibility that was emerging from you. That was you. On Christmas Eve 2 years ago, the cancer that she had been fighting for years seized her brain completely. I was at her house, terrified and devastated to witness her unable to respond to us. When she left for the hospital and I left for the church's Christmas Eve services there in Chicago, I hoped beyond every hope that I would see her again. But in that moment, it was not sure. The next day, I drove home here to Michigan to be with my family. And the night after that, hearing that she was declining more, I drove right back to Chicago. She fought until the beginning of January. She's on my mind especially tonight. Perhaps your beloved ones are on your mind as well. those who have seen possibility in you, those who have cared for you, and for whom you have cared, those who have met you when you might have felt like that wilted, neglected hydrangea, and through whose presence and patience you bloomed. Perhaps tonight you might relate to that ambivalence Yvette felt before becoming a parent. Perhaps you feel somewhat ambivalent about Jesus in your life. Ambivalent, unsure about God in your midst. Where does Jesus fit in your life, you might wonder. Sometimes you might feel like things are quite okay without the burden and the trouble that God might ask of you. I completely get it. In our world, so many things are said in God's name that hurt, that exclude. So many things said in God's name that are not like Yvette's smile, that include, that welcome, that say, be here, be you, be exactly you. Whether we feel ready or not, and who among us, what parent among us can ever say that you're completely ready, Jesus tonight is born to us and in us. This means that God has not given up on us yet. In you and in me, God sees only possibility. God sees you, earth to earth, ashes to ashes, as 100% beautiful. Whether you are married or partnered or divorced or widowed or single or like Mary and Joseph, feeling like it's complicated, God sees you as beautiful. Whether you are right at home, feeling like you're right where you need to be, or like Mary and Joseph, far from home, you are beautiful. Whether you have everything you desire, or like Mary and Joseph, you are trying to make do with much less than you need, you are 100% beautiful. Tonight, God sees you. God smiles upon you. And God coos, beloved child, grow in my love. Be you. Be exactly you. I am here. Thanks be to God. Amen.